I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today's gospel reading is the core of what it means to be a Christian. This is our fundamental core statement. This is who we are. There is profound truth in what has been said. And I always get saddened when I hear Christians wandering away from this and starting to worry about who sleeps how with who and so on. That it's not a Jesus thing. Jesus is love God totally and love one another as you love yourself. So whatever condition you find yourself in, you've got to love that. But you also have to have compassion and reach out to someone else who is in a similar state. We are called to be a community of love. Let us make no mistake. That's what Jesus called us to be. And that we must not just speak it, but we must live it. And that's the challenge. Let's think about that scribe for a minute. Let's think about Naomi and Ruth. Naomi loved her two daughters-in-law and wanted the best for them. That was the Old Testament reading we had this morning. And through love, in those days, they didn't think about one universal God. They thought that every country had its God. So we'd have the God of Canada, and when you cross the border, all of a sudden, the God of Canada isn't there, and you have the God of the United States. And if he went north, and far enough north, you'd go to Norway and Greenland, maybe you'd have the Norwegian God. Or if you went further south, you'd have the Mexican God. They didn't understand there was one universal God for the whole of the world. We know today that there is one planet, one people, and one God. But there's an awful lot of tribalism going on. We've advanced at least from understanding that there's just a God in each place. Sort of. But we now have to start understanding that there is one God, and we address and are with that one God in love. We don't very often in the scriptures of the Hebrew people, the law, the prophets and the writings of the Hebrew Bible, we don't very often see a conversion to Judaism. We saw one today in the reading. Ruth converted to Judaism through the love expressed by Naomi. That is really important. And that Ruth, being an outsider and being a woman, and yet her experiences with God and how she lived was so transformative to Jewish people that when the Hebrew Bible was assembled in 500 BC, the story of Ruth was included in the scripture readings for the Hebrew people. That when they assemble in the synagogues and the scrolls are taken out and the scrolls are read liturgically, they read in the Hebrew synagogues much like we read. If you ever have a chance to go to synagogue, go. Very interesting. And what happens is that the scripture is unrolled, the scrolls are taken down. They first of all read from the first five books of what we call the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, the Torah. They read that. And then they would read something from either the prophets or the writings. And then there's always a discussion about what you've just read. And that those discussions are informed by the rabbi. And the rabbi and all Jewish people who are learned know that when you read the Bible, you don't just read the Hebrew scripture by itself. You always read it with an interpretation called the Mishnah. And so they would read with the Hebrew Bible in one hand and the Mishnah in the other. And that's how they understand Scripture. Scripture never stands alone. It always comes through interpretation with prayer and reflection and discussion. And then the understanding of what is there is given and people follow that. And part of that in today's reading in Ruth was that Ruth converted to Judaism through love. And that love was core for who they were as a Jewish people. And that's also true in what we're reading today in Mark. That love is core to us. I want to read again this last part. Verse 34, from Mark 12, verse 34. When Jesus saw that the scribe had answered wisely, Jesus said to the scribe, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared ask Jesus any question. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Why didn't he say to the scribe, "You know all about love and you said it's more important than all the worshipful things that we do, including sacrifices"? Why didn't he say to the scribe, "You're in the kingdom of God"? Why did he say, "You are not far from it"? The reason is that it's not about theology, it's about action. Jesus said, you gotta have your thoughts right, but the thoughts have gotta match up with what you do. And today we call that praxis. Any one of you who've ever done any kind of work in social services, social work, psychology, counseling, all of that, you hear when you're doing your training, praxis. It's the primary word you get all the time. And praxis is also true for us as Christians. And praxis means that there's an alignment between what you believe and what you do. And so he was saying to the scribe, okay, you've got the belief right, and you can walk around and you can do the sacrifices and sling the incense and say the words, but you've got to do it. You've got to live it. If you're not living it, then you're not a part of the kingdom of God. As blunt as that. You must love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength. You must love your neighbor as yourself. But you've also got to do it. You've got to love yourself. You're all beautiful. When I look at you, in you, I see the eyes of God. God is in us. Unfortunately, we've inherited a Christianity in which there's a lot of shame going on. A lot of sense that you're not good enough. And you're, you know, somehow you're dirty. You got to be made clean. No, you're beautiful. And God calls us to love. Loving ourselves and also reaching out and loving our neighbor. We may not always understand our neighbor, but we are called to love our neighbor in a way that is genuine and caring and sensitive and inclusionary. And so we as a church have been striving in the last 20 years to do that. Not just talk it, but do it. And sadly, there were some parts of our church that couldn't handle it and they walked away. But we nevertheless have to keep plugging on and living the gospel, not just talking the gospel. And that's the challenge for all of us as we come to the end of the Pentecost season. And this year the theme has been how to be a loving Christian living in the world in 2018. That's what we've been working at since Pentecost Sunday. And as we're coming to the end of it, because we have three more Sundays left and then we come into this season of preparation for Christmas. The challenge for us is, individually and collectively, how do I love myself? How do I love my neighbor? How do I include my neighbor? And how do I love God? And Jesus would always say, you love God by how you act in a loving way to yourself and to your neighbor, and keep God central in your life. In the gospel that I read, you notice they don't use the word God when Jesus was talking to the scribes. They use the word one. Just so you know, Hebrews always felt it was offensive to name God. So they always use euphemisms. They talk around that word, but it really does mean God. The Holy One of Israel means God. The Blessed One means God. Because they felt it was a sin to say God's name. Because if you were using God's name, if you can name something, you control it. That was part of the Jewish heritage. And that's why they never would say the name. And still today, will not say the word God. Or Yahweh or Elohim. But Jesus is talking about God. We please God when we love God. And we love God by being loving to ourselves and loving to our neighbor. And the loving means wanting the best, being forgiveness, being forgiving, being reconciling. That we have sometimes issues between us, a breakdown of communication. We go and make an amends. We go and are open and to talk honestly. We are called to be people of love. And so today, when we receive this Eucharist, to which all of us are invited, we will hear the words of administration, the love of God poured out for you. When we receive the bread and when we receive the wine, it's always a sign of the love of God poured out for us. We are the community of love. And may God bless us all as we journey. Amen.